Okay, next. Kufyatess. Where are we going from Vav to where? Vav to test?
Different, 3-7.
Okay, that's okay. Vav, Mishain Yachalilis Matzah. Ah, common issue. You can't chew the matzah. You can soak it in water in order to soften it up. As long as it doesn't become totally melted. Well, Mishu obviously doesn't mean melted. I mean, the Mishu is zaken a chayla of and somebody who's a zaken or a chayla and is not able to eat even the soaked matzah. Yachal is a biyayin or b'sharmash. You can put it into wine or other liquids. When you soak the matzah, you have to make sure not to soak it for 24 hours because then it's cooked and you're not yotzim. You have to be careful to be to keep the other halachas that it should not lose its status of lechem. Meaning to put on butter and all those type of things. Zayin. Then you take gzayis mar. You have to give to everybody in your house. You have to shake off the charoses so that the mar shouldn't be mevatel taste. You eat it without a seva. Because we're not happy about eating the morah. And then you take the bottom matzah, gamkin kezayis, also kezayis, for gam kezayis morah, and a kezayis morah, and nochin letov le gamkin b'charoises, and the proper thing is also to put charoises in the sandwich, as we call it, and to shake it off. And maniach is a morah, toicha matzah, and you put the morah in the matzah. Vayimer kein as a hillel, vayicha b'seven, yi b'seven. Shir kezayis kesavnu, v'klolim shu, k'moy chatzi beitzim, it's a half a beitzim. Some say it's a little less than a third of an egg. You can go on this lechol rak pachas ketzas mikamosh shlish beitza, a little bit less than a third of an egg. And make a bracha. If you're not able to eat mara at all. I don't know, for some reason, a lot of people this year are asking about not, they can't eat mara. Question is, how far do you have to push yourself to eat mara? I don't know. It's unclear. Yilas al kapanim ketzas, chew, at least a little bit, me'aminim she'yotzim behem, oishar esem mar, or something bitter, archi yirgish tam marinos v'piv, l'zecher ba'alma v'loy bracha. Meaning, so at least put it into your mouth and then spit it out. And then we eat the meal. And you should eat the whole Suda Baseba. He doesn't point this out to kids of Shulchan Aruch, but it's important to know that once you make the Hamaitzi for Maitzi Matzah, there's no talking till after the. Maybe he will point it out in a minute. No, he didn't point it out. No, he's not pointing. No. No talking till after the sandwich, till after Kairach. Only things about the Suda you're allowed to talk about, but that's it. Okay, but many people don't know that. You're supposed to eat the whole meal be'aseva, which is when you get food all over your kittel. If you eat a be'aseva, and the meaning is to eat eggs, which we discussed yesterday, because Tisha B'Av, whatever night Pesach is, Tisha B'Av also is, and it's avelus for the Beis Hamikdash. A chacham in a barosh shalei lemalas kreisel leman yuchal lechol esafi kamin kibitzvasa. A chacham sees the future and doesn't fill up so that you're able to eat afikoyim properly. And you don't want to eat it on too full of stomach. And you cannot eat roasted meat on both nights, even if it's chicken, even though a chicken can't be a carbon. But that's the minig. But fish you can. Even if you cook it, many people are asking this, and then you roast it, you can't eat it. But the opposite is okay. Roasted and then cooked is okay. The minig is not. I don't think people are mocking on this because nowadays everybody's doing dips. But according to the kitzur, he's saying you should not have dips on the Seder night. except for the two that we do. Chutz mishnei tivulim shel mitzvah, except for the two of mitzvah, kidei sheyeh nikar she'elu heim l'shem mitzvah, so that it's recognizable that those are l'shem mitzvah. L'achar gemar suda oichel nafikayman. Now we eat nafikayman as derech l'korban pesach sheyeh nechel b'sof ha'suda. Then you eat at the end of the suda sheyeh gemar kol ha'sviya. That's the end of all eating. V'yesh achar k'shnei zeisim. You should eat two zeisim also. Achar echad zeichel pesach ve'echad zeichel l'matzah. One for the pesach, one for matzah. Sheyeh nechel l'mepesel, because the matzah was eaten with the korban pesach. Akoponim le'yifches. Mikazayas, don't eat less than the gazayas. Va'achlo b'sevin, either b'sevin. Va'achar hafikomen, also lechol shum dover. After the hafikomen, you can't eat anything. Right. So the question is soda, seltzer, tea. So really, seltzer for sure you could have. It doesn't really have taste. Really, soda. Also, second night you are allowed to eat anything. Achakach moizgin koslishi. Then you pour the third kos of brachas damazin. V'tzarach l'daktig. You have to make sure you clean it out. If there's nothing left from the wine, because people back then dipped the matzah into wine, so you want to make sure that your kais is clean. You need to wash it out well. And it's a mitzvah to make sure you have a mezuman. Question is, can you include ladies in the mezuman for if is it so important to include ladies for halal? You can include women for the mezuman, meaning to do the haidu. You shouldn't travel from house to house to get a mezuman. I guess in Orlando, maybe, you know, give out a yell to whoever's in the house right next to you, sharing a pool or whatever. Call a mezuman.
You can include the women to make a mezuman
for halal, for sure. Halal, yes. The haidu, to repeat that, yes. That women are included for the three. Not for birchas hamazon, no, it's debatable. Yeah, ki kol ha'chatzarich levarach birchas hamazon b'makom she'achal. Everybody, you have to eat. You have to make birchas hamazon when you're eating. We're noigin shabal abayis mevarach b'ziman, and the minig is that the one leading the seder is the one that's supposed to lead the ziman. She never toiv ayin hu yevarach. The one who's toiv ayin, he's the one that's being generous, so he makes the bracha. Who mikri toiv ayin, and he's considered the toiv ayin. Shamar kol dechvin yesei ve'echal. Whoever is poor should come and eat. And then you make a bracha on the kais. You eat it, drink it when you lean. And you're not allowed to drink between the third kais and the fourth kais. Okay, we'll stop over there. Sorry for going a little short, but I got a whole crowd over here that's not interested in learning. Anyway, all right. Have a good night, everybody.